The NRA's plan for school security can be summarized in two words: Joel Myrick. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When former Congressman Asa Hutchinson announced the NRA's proposal for trained and armed defenders in every school, he mentioned a name that is legendary in gun rights circles.
The assistant principal, Joel Myrick, went out to his truck and retrieved his...
It was on October 1st, 1997, when a 16-year-old Mississippi kid named Luke Woodham followed a now familiar pattern. He murdered his mother, then took her car and his hunting rifle and headed for Pearl High School, where he killed his ex-girlfriend and another girl and wounded seven others. Myrick recognized the sound of the gunfire immediately because, in addition to being assistant principal, he'd been trained as a National Guard unit commander.
I was trained to not shoot when I could endanger other lives. And I was also, I think, trained to squeeze trigger if I had to.
Last month on Mississippi Public Radio, Myrick spoke out for the first time about school security. And he agrees every school needs a trained and armed officer.
And that does not need to be a school employee. They're not trained for it. But there needs to be a trained, armed person in every school.
Myrick isn't an activist, but he says you have to accept who we are as a society.
We have a violent society. It was born that way. And we protect what we love with guns.
By the time police arrived, Myrick had the kid at gunpoint. He never had to pull the trigger. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.